Warning. This podcast is not safe for work and should not be consumed by anyone or anything. Possible side effects include, but are not limited to, migraines, nausea, hair loss, fatigue, cognitive problems, and diarrhea. If you should feel offended by any of our hot and spicy takes, please apply cold water to the burn area. Keep away from children. Highly flammable. May contain traces of
nuts.
Welcome, fellow sewer rats and degenerates. This is the Anime Planet Podcast, episode 8. I'm your host Gizmo, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, the King in the North, Mikey Mikaru Mikeson III.
Yo, hello, that's right. That's my. Please, that is my legal name, but only my mother calls me that.
Okay, and since it's my turn hosting today, I get to ask a stupid random question. What is your favorite breakfast cereal, Mike? Go.
Cheerios, plain.
Wow.
Cheerios. I've eaten more Cheerios in my life.
Monster.
I don't know why. It is literally a monster. Lisa, my partner, hates it because she thinks it smells like pee when it's like sitting, you know, like by the time you're done.
I've never had Cheerios, but
it's kind of weird, but I could see that.
But I figure that's appropriate for me because, anyways, never mind.
Okay, moving on. On the other side of the continent, the prince in the south, it's Ed. Hello.
What up?
What is your favorite breakfast cereal, Ed?
Captain Berry Crunch.
Never heard of it.
That's such a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they not have cereal where you're from, Gizmo? Let's be honest.
No,
honest
of course.
Do you just eat oats?
Superior German cereal, you know?
I doubt that very much. It's probably because my cereal's illegal in your country.
Probably, yeah. Like, our cereals have too many.
It might be the other way
chemicals.
Around. Like,
no food
like
dye number eight.
Kinder Surprise eggs, you know? It's too dangerous. We don't have King today. He got lost in his ginormous castle and can't find the recording room anymore. He's a very confused man and oftentimes
like,
very drunk, so you have to...
I had a West Wing. Where did that come from?
But we have two great replacements here. Some would say upgrades.
No.
We're going to get on the King's Court next week.
I'm trying to get into the dungeon, you know? It's my king. No,
please torture me.
Okay. We have a fellow Summit Patreon, Discord member, and manga clubber from the icy mountaintops of Puerto Rico. It's Snowman.
Yes, hello. I am a tropical snowman, so very endangered.
Yeah, Snowman. How much snow does Puerto Rico even get? Oh no, I think we've lost Snowman. He hasn't melted.
Oh no.
I guess he couldn't handle the heat.
The irony.
Okay. Let's move on to our other member. Maybe from when Snowman comes back. Otherwise, we have to stop the recording. Last but not least, we have another fellow patron and manga clubber, a plant-based life form known as Fruit. Hey, yo.
Yo. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us, being here. What's your favorite breakfast cereal, Fruit?
Oh, unsurprisingly, it's Raisin Bran, because I'm ancient.
I was expecting Fruit.
You have that
groups.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, too easy.
All right. All right, we are back. Snowman back on track. I already introduced you more or less. Snowman, how's the weather in Puerto Rico? How much snow do you get?
No snow at all. It's a tropical island, Gizmo. It's not.
Wow.
No, but I'm not.
We've been waiting 10 minutes for that punchline.
Sorry,
I'm shocked. Imagine shocked Pikachu face right now.
Good old Georgia now. Very different.
But what's up with your character's lore then? Like, why are you a snowman? How do you even survive on that island?
Nah, dude, just a lot of ice.
Do you grow up in a freezer?
Yeah, I live in a freezer, a lot of ice, and that's all we get. All
right.
Also a lot of sweat. That's
what's
beside the point.
What's your favorite breakfast cereal then?
Coffee. Let's go with coffee. It's my favorite breakfast cereal. That's,
okay.
It's different.
What about young? What about young snowman? Snow child.
I think it was Tony the Tiger. Bean. What do you call those ones?
Frosted flakes.
Frosted flakes. Yep.
Oh, ooh, okay. I actually know those. I think.
That's the first one. Great.
Kizmo's got one out of four.
I don't know what would it be in German. Sehr gut.
Yeah, genau.
I didn't know the name because in Spanish it has a different name. So I'm like, Tony the Tiger. I don't know. That's the name of the
Sucaritas,
cereal.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
What's it called?
Nice.
Ed.
Sucaritas.
Yep.
Ooh. Sucaritas.
It's basically sugar. Sí, they're telling you it's sugar, and
yeah,
people feed it to their kids.
Yeah, well,
it's delicious.
They don't try to hide it like in English. They're like.
All right, just for completion's sake, my favorite is Köln Choco Müsli, which I have no idea how to translate. Do you guys know what Müsli is? Does that
what is?
Müsli.
No.
I have to look this up.
Oh, it's like a grain or something, right?
It's granola.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Of course you pick a granola.
What does that mean?
Actually, that doesn't seem like Giz at all. Like, Giz is not like a tree hugging, you know, West Coast hipster or something like that. He's very much a urbanite.
He's not about his acai bowl.
All right, stop with the nonsense. We're gonna move on. Today, we are going to play a little game of anime Who Am I? Where one of us thinks of a character and the rest of us take turns asking yes or no questions to figure out what character we are looking for. You get to ask questions until you get get no as an answer, and then it's the next person's turn. The first person to guess the correct answer gets a point. I did not script that. No way.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was a joke. I did absolutely script that.
I thought you were reading the script.
Wow. Just as a testing round, well, not as a testing round, but I'm going to start because I think this game might be harder than a lot of people think. So I'm going to start with a very simple character that all of you know. And we are going in alphabetical order. And I would say the person with the character, the next person in line starts, so that it's not always Snowman in last place. Excuse me. So Mike is starting.
No, the wait, round. Is it Ed? Oh, no, I see. Okay. So I'm starting?
It's Ed, Fruit, me, Mike, Snowman.
Okay. But I'm going to be the one starting right now.
Yes.
Okay.
You start the first question.
So either ask a question or make a suggestion, right? Or like...
Suggestion? Well, you ask guess or no questions?
Try to make a... Try to
I mean,
guess.
You can guess right away if you want to.
Goku! No, I'm just joking. So, are you... Okay, so you're a character. Do we have to ask yes or no questions?
Yes.
Sorry, I just forgot.
You get the first yes.
Okay. That was a freebie, right? All right. So, are you...
I would suggest starting out with very general questions, like...
Yeah, yes, where do you start?
You don't start with, like, super specific
Are you
stuff.
A male character?
Yes.
Okay. So next is going to be Snowman.
No. You get to ask questions until you get a no.
So you said a yes. Okay. So you're male.
Exactly.
Are you located in Japan?
I would say no. So next to Snowman.
Very nice. This is...
Are you a human?
Yes. That's a very good first question, yeah. Mike. Listen to Snowman. Ask
what?
Smart
asking
questions.
If you're male. If you were male, was
that's
that
a good
question?
Yeah.
No way.
We have a male human. Are you in school?
It's got to be space school for this.
It's, yeah. Sometimes.
sometimes.
But I would say overall not really.
Oh, okay, so that's a no. So I think that's probably next person.
At the beginning, I am in school basically.
Okay, so at the beginning.
So that's kind of yes. So, I'd say you keep still going, Snowman.
Yeah. Keep going. That's not clear now.
Do you have a love interest?
Yes.
I feel like I'm good at asking questions, but I'm not thinking of anything well after I ask a question.
That's fine.
Yeah, these are very...
Do you have a love interest? Yes. Are you a soldier?
A soldier?
Yeah.
You could say that, yeah.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Thinking of stuff. Are you a pilot?
Pilot?
Yeah.
No.
Ah, crap. Okay. I was thinking like if it's like school, space, something like mecha-y.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going good for. Good thoughts. Ed, your turn.
Is your character part of a shonen?
Yes.
Shoot.
Is your character in their teens?
Yes.
Does your character have red hair?
It's orange. It's close enough.
I'm drawing a blank now. does your character have parents?
Asking if they're... No.
Okay.
So you're asking if they're alive, right?
They don't have... Like, you know how most present anime parents are like, oh, they're working in a different country or whatever, so I live by myself.
Okay, yeah. They're not around, no.
Okay.
Yeah, usually the safe bet is to guess, are you living by yourself, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, you can also ask, negative questions. You can ask, are the parents not around, or...
Yeah.
When you said orange hair, I thought of Ichigo. That's who I thought of, but then his dad is around.
Yeah.
Me too.
You could also ask... Is it not an isekai, for example, if you want to exclude isekais from your list? Stuff like that.
Okay.
Is it an isekai, and then you would get a no.
You might have one round each at this phase.
All right. So, I mean, this is the first round. There's
quick recap. A bit longer. Male, teenager, orange hair, no parents, started off in school.
Shonen. Yeah. All right. Fruit's turn. Oh yeah, he's kind of a soldier, not a pilot.
Yeah, and he's in love, I think we established.
Yeah. He has a love interest, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Is this character the main character?
Yes.
Main character. Let's see. Are they a good guy?
Yes.
Also circling a very wide.
I'm trying to narrow it down just a little bit, but I have no idea. Orange haired characters. I'm drawing a blank. Ichigo's the only one.
That's the only one I have. Right.
Yeah. If you don't have like a specific
also play
character
or a volleyball. No, I'm just joking.
If you don't have a specific character in mind, just ask general questions. Like.
Yeah. Have we asked, do they have supernatural powers?
Yes.
They do
have supernatural powers.
There can't be that many orange hair supernatural shonen characters.
I know.
You could try to
definitely
exclude
not that guy from
Haikyuu, for example.
Is what we're saying, right?
If you wanted to exclude Taikyuu, you could ask, is it not a sport, for example?
Okay. Well, it's okay. Sorry, still Fruit's turn.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. I like the clarification. Did their show air within the last 2 years?
Oh, that's a good question.
No.
No, all right.
Going back to Mike.
Do they live in the future?
No. Oh. I would say not.
Okay. So it's not a sci-fi.
Snowman.
So it's my turn. crap. So many answers, and yet I have no idea. Not even the show. I couldn't even think of, like, what show it would be.
Okay, I think I'm going to start dropping some hints. Yeah. So we
maybe, like, after one round. Answer. Like, we start
yeah, because let Snowman fire away, and then give us a hint if Snowman makes, like, doesn't
okay,
really...
Okay, yeah, sure.
You want me to make a question first before the hint?
Yeah. Because the rest of us had to suffer for it. Well, actually, no, you know what? Go ahead.
I'm
going to
give a hint now.
Yeah, because I'm the only person who's done it twice, so why not? I have to lose out.
It was a very long-running show.
Oh.
Wait, what One Piece character?
Wait, yeah, I'm thinking. I'm like, no, but they're not in high school. There's no love interest in One Piece. It's not.
Is Naruto's hair
Luffy's
orange?
Too dense.
Or just his outfit orange? No, he's blonde.
Yeah, he's blonde.
He's blonde.
Yeah, he's blonde. So it's Bleach. Is it? No, oh. Light doesn't have Death Note. Light from oh. Death Note doesn't have orange hair.
Okay, fuck, guys. I screwed up.
It's actually a 12-minute show.
Oh, come on.
It is actually blonde hair. It's not orange hair.
Oh, no. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to guess. Is it Naruto?
How did you guess? I don't know what happened there. I think
that's
I,
really I my point. Just, I'm just gonna say I'm the
one. I'll split it with Mike. I'll take half a point with Mike.
Ooh, I have a good tiebreaker game. If you want to play that, quick.
Oh, we're already playing tiebreaker games. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to read a synopsis on Mel, and you two can shout in whatever whenever you think you know what show it is, and the first one to get it gets the point. Okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. Are you ready?
Sorry, say it to me one more time. What are we
doing? Okay, I'm going to start to read the synopsis of a show on Mel.
Okay.
And if you think you know what it is, then just shout the name.
Okay.
And whoever gets it first gets the point.
Okay.
Okay? Are you ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. 15 years after a cataclysmic event known as the Second Impact, the world faces
Evangelion.
A new threat.
Evangelion. Oh.
All right. Snowman got it. Congratulations.
Also, Fruit hasn't seen Evangelion. The bullying commences.
I know enough.
Save it for the roasting.
You know what? It's mid.
Nah, it's fine. That was fine. Mike hadn't seen a bunch of shows, and I'm like, that's on brand. That's fine.
I'm sure Fruit can figure out if someone asks, does his character not want to get into the mech suit?
Yeah.
Fruit would understand.
All right.
I know the memes.
So, Mike, it's your turn.
Oh, to
pick your first character. And I guess this was a bad example of a first round because I screwed up. But we will see how it goes.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a hint right off the first bat. All my characters were female because for some reason I thought we were doing female characters. So
that's fine. You picked your waifus. As expected.
We are going with...
I start first, right? First question.
Something a very obvious one, Mike. So yes,
take an easy one.
I'm doing what I hope is an easy one.
Is it Asuna from SAO?
Damn it! No.
Crap.
Good question. Good question.
Not Asuna. Okay.
Okay, it's not.
Any similarities?
Does the show take place on Earth?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a female character?
Well, yes, I have already kind of that one.
Easy yes, okay. Is she one of the main characters in that show?
Absolutely. I will give you... Oh, okay, maybe not. Keep going.
Is she a teenager?
No.
Oh, okay. Ed Stern?
Yeah, that's a pretty... Actually, I realize
that. Is this character a lolly?
That's the appropriate next question.
I've known Mike for a little bit. I think I know what to ask.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but no.
Wow, I'm flabbergasted.
Wow, I'm actually very surprised.
Oh.
Not the 300-year-old demon lolly.
Damn.
No food is stopped.
Is she fully human?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Snowman?
Would she be considered a monster girl?
One might say.
Okay.
So that's sort of a mild yes.
Is she in school?
No.
I mean, she's not a teenager, so that
would be a teacher, right? I think that's what.
Oh yeah, true. I guess monster teacher. Is she a vampire?
No.
Fuck. Okay, Ed.
Is your character a succubus?
No.
Just gonna go down the list of all the different monsters.
Mm-hmm. I'll change gears. Does she have a job?
Yes. But she doesn't get paid for it.
What?
Oh.
It's just okay, no.
Okay.
Kind of starting to get a few hints here.
Character. Monster girl. Not paid. Does she have dark hair?
No. Also, don't get too hung up on the monster girl. She would be technically, but she's not referred to one or thought of one as part of the show.
So it's not basically that she's not 100% blown human.
Yeah, like gotcha. It's like she is. Anyways.
Okay, let me think. Is she part of a team?
Part of a team? No.
Oh, crap.
Do we consider families teams?
No. I mean, unless they're like a team of Super Sentai and they're a family or something.
No.
Okay. Is she a slave?
Definitely not.
She has a job, but she doesn't get paid?
Mm-hmm.
She's not a slave.
Were you going for voluntary. A hero, Giz?
I don't know. It's a voluntary job.
Okay.
Okay.
Does... Let's see. Does she lead her team?
She doesn't have a team, right?
She doesn't have a team, so maybe we want to rephrase that question.
Let's see. Does she have any powers like that aren't typically normal? So, like, say she would be considered
Yes.
Okay.
We'll say yes. She is the main character, and she's referred to in the title of her show.
No. Does she have long hair?
I have to... Just a second.
Okay.
Well, what... Define long hair... Like, okay. This
lower
is
than the shoulder length. How's that? Longer than shoulder length, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly forgot for a second there. That's terrible.
Do they have a transformation of any sort?
Yes.
Oh.
That knocks out what I was thinking of. Crap.
Can I just go pass? I'm out of questions.
Just make a guess. Sure, like, is it... Whatever.
I think I might know where Mike's going.
Her hair is blonde. How about that?
Yeah, I was for a time I was thinking of Hollow from Hollow Life. From not Hollow Life. That's the wrong thing. From Spice and Wolf. But
I was just thinking of Sailor Moon, but she's not a teenager, so
you want me to take it, Ed?
Yeah, take it, Fruit.
Is she related to or is her show related to dragons in any way?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it what's her face?
Is it what's her face?
With the boobs.
Yes, it is what's her face.
Can you guess the name of the show?
Kobayashi. Dragon Maid?
Okay, so we got yes. It's the main character.
What is her name? I forgot.
I don't remember. It's Toru.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Giz got the name. So I don't know if you want to split those.
No, but we said up or whatever. We said, so if you just knew them but forgot their name, it was fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Fruit has 1 point.
Call that.
Okay. Thank you, right, Fruit, for saving this. Thank you for salvaging it.
It's a good call.
I had to put myself in Mike's headspace.
Yeah, that's what you, that's part. That's important. I think
Okay. Well, anyway, I thought that was a very Mike show, but anyways, I only talk about it every 2 minutes. So,
guys, the guests are running away with our points here. So, please.
There we go. That's okay. I'm not here to win. I'm just here to be a pain in the butt.
For the memes. Mm-hmm.
I'm just here make noise for people to zone out to while driving.
Ed knows what the product is.
Yes.
Ed ASMR.
Or it's Norman. It's your turn.
So it's I have the character, right? And then, so who starts with questions?
It's Ed.
Yeah, okay.
Is your character human?
No.
Hachi Machi.
Oh, I actually noticed I also screwed up with the order because I just took the order I see the pictures in.
It's all good.
I
also don't know the alphabet, so that's why I don't know the order.
German alphabet is different, you know?
Oh, no. Somehow I accidentally zoomed in on the screen. I'm not sure.
Oh, so you got our faces all big?
Sorry, Ed, what was your question? What did you ask?
I asked if they were human. Yeah.
And the answer was no.
Yeah. Oh, they're not human.
So Fruit's up.
And Fruit?
Not human. Do they have a gender?
Yes.
Yes. Is that gender male?
I believe so.
Oh.
What?
I'm going to confirm. I'm going to actually confirm because I don't remember.
All right.
It's male.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it makes sense if they're not human, right?
I asked the first one. Does their show take place on Earth?
Initially.
Okay. Starts on Earth. Are they traveling in space?
No.
Okay, is it a fantasy show?
Yeah.
Is it an isekai?
Yes, which is why I said it went off brand, because I don't like isekai for the most part. The first one is
Okay, so it started in the real world or on Earth, and then they somehow transported to another world. Was the character male?
Yeah, it's male.
Okay. So is it the main character of the show?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not the main character of the show. Is it a demon?
No, it's not a demon.
That would include devils, too.
No, it's not. It's not demonic in nature.
All right. Next.
Is a character a teenager?
I don't think it even applies. So I would say no.
Okay.
I'm going to start dropping some hints with the questions.
Mm-hmm.
But is it still Ed's turn?
It doesn't apply.
If it doesn't apply, it's not like a clear no, right?
Yeah, it's not humanoid. I guess that's probably the... So age is like... whatever. Like
age is just a number.
It's raccoon!
Say it's
Norman. No. I was going to say it's not... You can't really tell how old they are from looking at them.
Hmm.
It's a lolly vampire.
Is it still my turn?
You can. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Does this anime that they're in involve a slime?
No, there's no slime. I mean, I don't remember, but it's not part of the.
I gotcha.
Thing.
It's good. It's a good.
Look, it's not reincarnated as a slime.
Yeah. Or you could have been, what is it, that one show you killed like a million slimes a day for 30 years?
Yeah. I haven't seen any of those.
Okay.
So what's an isekai he would have watched?
That's a good thing. I don't see that many. I only see the good ones.
Oh my god. No, so all my guesses are out. What does even that mean?
I'm just joking.
All right, Fruit, you're up.
That's why I guessed the demons, because I assumed it was the Misfits of Demon King Academy, and I was like, it's not the maker.
I made sure that everyone had seen all the shows, but that, I guess, doesn't really mean that much.
Okay. Is this a cute mascot character?
Yes.
Okay.
QB, no.
Are they small, like considerably smaller than the main character?
Yeah.
Do they transform?
Yes.
Are they from ReZero?
Yeah.
Is it that cat thing that I also can't remember?
Puck. Fruit has 2 points. There we go. Doesn't know any of them characters, but has 2 points.
Party. No, I'm replacing Nick this episode.
It's the isekai I always forget about because it's so serious.
Yes, it is very serious.
Oh.
All right. Fruit in the lead. 2 points for you. 1 point Snowman. 0 points for the Plummet Crew. Let's go, guys.
See, that's not way. We're here to lose.
It's me and Fruit on a team against you three.
Yeah, next time, I'm going to design a game that can actually win.
I'd like to take a moment and claim Fruit as a Plummet side. So you're on your own, Snowman. We're up 2-1.
You didn't realize this. You're actually you're basically. Auditioning for my replacement, so
there we go.
Fruit, congratulations.
Fruit's already
done.
All right, I have my character ready. You guys go ahead.
I think Fruit starts.
Yeah, Fruit starts.
Okay. Is your character Japanese?
Yes. Wait.
He's actually not Japanese if it's that guy.
I know, but it counts.
But yeah, they're Japanese.
Okay. Japanese. Are they human?
Yes.
Are they female?
No.
Okay. Are they male?
Yep.
Does the show take place? Oh, yeah. Okay, it's Japan. So it's on Earth?
Yeah.
Is it in the present time?
Yes.
More or less.
Yeah, it's modern.
Is he a teenager?
No.
Okay. Mike?
Oh, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mike, stop knitting.
That blanket looks so cozy.
Fine, if I have to. So, this character is male, lives in modern Japan.
It's not a teenager.
It's not a teenager.
It's Japanese.
Is Japanese,
mm-hmm.
but not a teenager. Is this anime a shonen?
Yes.
Shonen with not a teenager. Is it All Might?
God damn it, Mike. That was good.
Oh, what? My God. Awesome.
Are you serious?
That's
nice.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know why. I just instantly went to my head. I go, what would Ed pick? But anyways, I knew he liked
My Hero Academia. Most of my picks are Ed picks, so just keep that in mind. I didn't go out of my way for anything crazy.
I was surprised when all of us had seen like 5 seasons of My Hero, and I'm like, we're shown in trash.
<That's sounded.
laughs> I like it.
I still need to catch up on season 6. It's so good so far.
It's pretty good.
Everything I hear is the fact that I got to get my button gear and actually watch it.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
I figured that was an easy one just because everyone's seen multiple seasons of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Really good. I do like that Mike thinks he's the only adult man in Japan.
So. He represents very much like that, like becoming of the point where you're like a broken person. So he is important to a lot of people in that sense. He represents sort of like you come to a point where you're like, you're just not able to carry everyone anymore. You know?
Yeah. And he went to America for a while. So I was like, wait a minute. Was he American going to Japan and then back and forth? But he's got the whole red, white, and blue, like Texas Smash and stuff. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, true.
He's Japanese.
Good point. I see now. I see.
All right. Fruit, it's your turn.
All right. Questions. Come at me.
You have your character? Then, Mike, you start. Oh, no,
it's you.
I start. does the show take place on Earth?
Yes.
Is the character male?
No.
Okay. Now it's you, Mike.
Oh, is it my turn?
You got it.
So, Giz, sorry, what did you ask?
If it's on Earth and... it is on Earth and the character's not male.
Oh, is it? Okay. So the character's female.
Yep.
It's on Earth. Is it modern time?
Yes.
Is it? No, I'm just joking.
Go for 2 for 2, Mike.
Oh, should I? Okay, why not? Let's just go for it. Is it GL? Or at least GL bait?
I wish. There's a little bait. There's a little bit of bait. But it's pretty straight.
Okay, so not a clear no. But not really.
So, maybe we just... I'll just pass it on. Can I get a timeout for a bit? I need to go do something quick. I'm gonna just mute myself, okay guys?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can we do the bullying and keep a...
Time for an intermission filled with bullying.
Yeah, I think we want to do that. Is that okay, guys?
Well, do you want to roast, like, Meldus? Because I
have a bone to pick with you, Mr. Gizmo.
Oh, with me?
Yeah. Okay, you dropped Haruhi. I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Yeah... That's I don't know, man.
Really?
Did you get to the Endless 8 and drop it? Is that what happened?
No. I didn't even get to the Endless 8.
Oh my god.
I was bored. I don't know.
Was it season 1? Just like the out of order? Or
I honestly don't even know how much. I think I dropped it after they went to like a shed in the forest somewhere and there was like this pseudo murder case. Happening?
Yeah, I think it's when they go to an island or something, I think, on a boat.
On an island, yeah. And there was a murder taking place, and at the end it was like, oh, just kidding, no one died. And I was like, yeah, fuck you guys. I don't know, the characters are... They just didn't resonate with me, I don't know.
Upsetting.
Like the robot girl, or AI, or whatever she was,
she's
no emotions.
Best, Giz. She's the best.
It's the best. But, I want to save this one episode because I also have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, go for it. No, go for it.
No. I'm going to save it. I want to roast your whole list.
Oh, my whole. Oh, you want a whole episode of roasting my list? But I.
Yeah.
We're going to be roasting some lists. It's going to get spicy.
I like that. I'm game for that.
We're going to roast all of you.
I'm game for that.
Until you cry.
I thought you and we had similar tastes, kids. And then looking over the list, I'm like, no, we don't.
Also, Ed, Do you just not rate anything?
Do I not what? Oh, no.
Rate?
I should, but I don't. I
it's
have
so
like,
fun
what, 300
to
something
look at ratings.
Anime, like, yeah, like, it's too much work. Roast. And a lot of the anime is like trashy, like isekai. Like before isekai got popular anime. And then it's like I would binge a series in like 2 or 3 days. And then go on to the next one. It's just like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would also like to start. There's a comment. I was looking at like the favorite, like on Anilist. So you have like favorite shows and favorite characters. Fruit has one favorite character on there. And I laughed. I died laughing.
Oh shit, I didn't even see that.
No, it's I think you should look it up and just we can wait for your reaction, Giz, because I just died laughing.
I was hoping someone would see
super,
that.
It's just like super on brand.
I was gonna use her for this.
Oh no, I didn't think about that. Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think that's okay. No. I mean, I was going to, but then I thought it's funnier if I don't.
There's so many characters I wanted to use, but one of you ruined it for everyone.
Go
for
yeah.
it. Go for it. Which one?
Like Golden Boy? I don't know.
Oh, I was going to do the same thing.
I haven't seen it.
It was Snowman. That's my gripe with Snowman.
Look, that's some boomer stuff. I don't want.
Hey, Snowman, if you have like an afternoon free, watch the dub. It's 10 out of 10.
I should, and especially I've been like on this like old kick, right? Like I watch Cowboy Bebop. I'm watching.
Have you seen a GTO?
No, that's another one.
That's also a really good comedy.
I've seen the first episode. I saw the first episode when I was in anime club in college. And it was fantastic. It was like super fun. But I think that's when
it's really funny.
He starts out like at a high, at a high school, and then I think he then moves to like middle school or something as a teacher.
He jumps around, but it's good stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Problematic, isn't he? Like chasing skirt or
yeah. In the first episode, he's like super.
Even
he's
in middle
super
school,
hyped to on. Teach teenage girls. Yeesh.
Sounds like a. Dirtbag Yikes. Gang leader to me, right, guys?
Yep.
Sounds like a Plummets review.
Dude, I didn't know there was like a full manga before GTO where he's just like a bicycle in a bicycle gang.
Mm-hmm. That's good too.
I didn't know that.
How long is that show?
It's like 40 episodes, I think.
Yeah,
40 to 50.
Maybe we should read it from manga. Yeah. Don't tell that though, Fruit. We'll collude.
Well,
don't
is this collusion? Red angry cat.
I just cover up his screen. so he can't see us.
Just hide when he don't see it.
Yeah, it's 43 episodes.
It's not bad.
No, it goes by fast.
Yeah.
Good.
And the dub isn't bad either.
Bang and OP.
Certified.
Bang. Yay. Bang.
What did I miss?
Hey, I expect.
Do we catch
a late roasting?
We're just preparing for the roasting episodes.
The roasting episode? What are we roasting?
Everyone's roast? Anime list. They're no bueno.
Yeah, you know. what? Live life. Don't worry about what your anime list looks like. Watch what you want to watch.
I see that as I probably have the most like missing major animes on all the lists, but
yeah, you were the problem a lot of the time as well.
It's gonna be a fun day.
Well, I feel like as the patron saints of Made in the Abyss, that you have watched Made in the Abyss is a bit of a small
that's big yikes
blind spot.
Big yikes.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
That's too polite to say. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, which ultimately is all that matters.
All right,
give no fucks.
All right, back to our questions.
Let's go back to the show. I have no idea what we asked already.
We were asking Fruit. The questions have been: it takes place on Earth, not a male. The character is a female, modern time, and it's not girls love bait.
But a little bit.
But it should have been.
That's a little.
Just a smidge.
Just what notes? Is the character from Sound Euphorium? No, I'm just joking.
Oh, that'd be
High bike Euphotable?
High bike Euphotable? Okay, so who's next? Because I asked a Yuri bait one, and it was kind it was
Snow. Snow so, Man, you're up.
Is it a sports anime? Is the character?
It is not.
Son of a gun.
Does this anime take place at a school?
Partially. Yeah.
Okay. Is your character a female?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, is your character, whatchamacallit?
Like a female female.
No.
Like a...
But how girl? Good girl.
I lost it. New question, I guess. Does this involve any after school club activities?
Yeah, kind of.
Very specific question.
The maybe questions are the ones that break my brain. I'm like, I don't know how to interpret this.
I'll say it starts there.
Okay.
But then they go off the rails a little bit.
Your character a teenager?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was also established, wasn't it?
Well, it takes place at a school. It could always be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is this a shoujo?
I would say yes.
Does your character have brown hair?
No.
Okay.
No, she doesn't.
Does your character have black hair?
She does not.
Oh, okay.
Does your character have... No, I'm just joking. I was going to say... but... Actually, sure, I'll say it. Does your character have blonde hair?
Yeah, mostly.
Oh, mostly blonde. Two-tone hair. Okay. Still super lost.
Does the show have ecchi elements to it?
Yes.
Is it Marin from Dress Up Darling?
Yep.
Oh my god. Damn. What the hell? Oh. What the hell?
It was the mostly Michael. Blonde, and I'm like, well, there's only two characters I know that have blonde. And
the shoujo question threw me off a bit. Didn't you say it was shoujo?
Is it? I mean, what would you consider? I mean, it's a romance, but I would call that more shoujo. Oh, I guess.
Okay.
That's my.
Would you consider it shounen?
No.
It would be more like slice of life,
rom-com.
Like it's not a hard but there. I would.
It's
starting and after shoujo school, not after school question. That one should have made us think of Dress Up Darling.
Have you guys ever seen a show called? I think it's called Haganai.
I have heard of it.
Yes.
I also heard of it.
This is where me and Ed cross over here. Yeah. All the random, like, weird ecchi shows that we've seen.
All right, so that's the first round done. Mike has 2 points, Fruit has 2 points, Norman has 1 point, and Ed and me
hey,
0 points.
Gizmo, you better step up your game, because I'm living down here.
It's my turn, so no points for me today.
Hey, Giz, you gotta stop talking into your chest there. You're like, I can tell you're sulking a bit, so be proud.
All right. I have my character.
Mike starts, right?
Mike, you start.
Okay. So are you Baruto? No, I'm just kidding. I was going to ask if you're Baruto.
It's Boruto's dad. Come on.
Okay. Do you... Oh, man. I was going to... Okay. I apologize. This is Does this anime take place on Earth?
Yes.
Does it take place in present time?
Yes.
Is your character a male?
No.
Oh, he got me. All right, next.
Is your character... Is the character from, like, an action show?
Yes.
Does he have any sort of powers?
Yes.
He's not a male, eh?
It's not a male.
Oh, did I say... Whoops. Let me just confirm. Yeah. Is your character female?
Yes.
Is she in school?
No.
I have a couple shows in mind, but who goes next?
It.
Is your character a young adult?
Well, what do you mean by
young adult? I guess under 30? So like 20s.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah. It's not super clear, though. She looks under 30. Let's just say it like that.
Does your character have any psychic powers?
Psychic powers? No.
Okay.
I mean... I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
Okay. Are they Japanese?
I would say no, but this might be a bit misleading. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
So it's not a clear no.
No-ish. Got it. Mike?
No. You can continue. It's
not
a clear
no. Want me to keep going? Okay. Yeah. Do they have long hair?
Yes.
Are they a mother?
No.
Are they from Steins Gate?
No.
Okay.
That would have been good, but I guess they have powers, right? So that one doesn't.
That's the problem. I don't know Steins Gate, so I'm like.
Just a shot in the dark.
So. I don't know why. Something about it was like making me.
Powers. Female.
Sounds like that power female.
Is this character from a shonen?
Yeah.
Are they a teacher by any chance?
No.
And so they're not a mother and not a teacher.
Are they the main character?
No. I mean, one of the main characters, but not the main character.
Oh.
Oh.
Michael, you wait your turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's
no,
see.
Actually, this is not necessary, right? But anyways.
Are they the love interest for the main character?
No.
Are they an alcoholic?
No.
What were you going? What were you going for with that question, Mike? What were you even thinking about?
Mike is thinking outside the box. I like it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay,
Snowman.
Not the main character. It's a shonen. They have powers. Now I'm blanking on questions. Does this character have No, I was going to ask for parents. That's a dumb question because they're not. You know, there's no grandparents in anime. They don't exist.
I mean,
is this show
sometimes they're the only people who exist?
That's true. Is the show a sci-fi? Is a character from a sci-fi show?
Sci-fi. According to Mel, it is not.
Okay. I'm starting to think I'm not very good at this game.
Is you're telling me with 0 points that?
Sorry. See, the first one it was a cheap one.
Is the main character part of an organization that involves their powers?
Yes.
Is this their job?
It's what their job.
Essentially, like the organization that they're a part of, like to use their powers. Yeah. Kind of like, are they like a? Yeah, okay. Is their hair red?
you got it.
No.
No.
God damn it! All right.
I was with you, buddy.
All right. It's all good. It's all good.
Are they human?
No.
Oh, that really put a wrench into my plans.
It's the other one, Ed. You know what to do.
It's Fruit's turn now.
No, it's Snowman. Oh,
did he skip Fruit?
No, Mike skipped Fruit.
Oh, did I?
He said she has enough points.
That's minus 1 point for Mike.
Oh, yeah, I think that's minus 1 point for sure.
Well, it's all for your advantage. She is not human.
She's not human. I don't know.
Ed knows. I know Ed knows. You got it, buddy.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to lose.
Yeah, now I'm like, I don't want to lose.
I'm just happy about Ed getting on the scoreboard.
I'm scrambling
Do
here,
you really
people.
Think I know? Let's be honest,
Well, where you were going with the last one, just put two and two together now.
So she's not Japanese, but does the show take place in Japan?
Yes. I think so.
Does this person's organization fight... What are those things called? Like demons?
Yeah.
Okay. Does this person shower?
What the?
She does not very often.
Is it power?
Oh!
It is power.
Hachi Machi. I was just had a gutty.
To be fair, she should have asked if this character not shower very frequently. But anyways, it's fine.
I know the attention was clear.
That'd be one where Nick would sit there and argue it down.
Let it be known that I was close for one of them?
Yes. Yeah. I was picking up what you were putting down there. Ed.
There we go.
You get a quarter of a point.
I see where you were going with that now. Took me a minute.
All right. Now it's Mike's turn.
Oh.
Yep, we're figuring out Fruit's character. No, wait. Oh, it's Mike's character, so Mike. Snowman goes up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this character Midnight from My Hero Academy?
Is this what? This character? Oh my!
I'm gonna guess that's a question.
Should I? Hold on. I want to look at my list real quick, and I'll tell you I'm ready to go.
Oh, so you didn't have the character? Okay.
Yeah, let's. I'm gonna keep it on brand. Let's go. I'm keeping. It's gonna be on brand. Go ahead, Snowman. Fire away.
It's gonna be on brand. Okay. Is this character a lolly?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
Is this character human?
No.
Oh, okay. I think I know where I'm going, but it's fine.
Is your character...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you. Yeah, maybe there's a...
I was going to say, I think you guys are going to figure this one out pretty quick.
Okay.
Is your character a vampire?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Question it. Well, okay.
I'm upset because I thought of it.
Come on, Ed.
Does this take place in modern time?
Yes.
Is your character blonde?
Yes.
Does it take place at a school?
On occasion, yes.
It is circling the character like a vulture.
Kaka!
Maybe the character is circling me.
We only wish.
I have a suspicion of that.
I do too, but I don't know.
Wait a second.
Oh.
Huh?
Michael?
Ed, don't tell me you haven't seen this.
Oh, Ed might not have seen the show. If it's who I think it is.
I didn't look at Ed's list.
Michael.
I haven't seen any anime, Mike, ever. I don't even know why I'm on this podcast.
I mean, I would be surprised if could be that you haven't seen it. If it's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to die over here, because I know it. And I think I had it on like the second question, but it was a no.
Yeah, you gotta remember, you gotta ask, gotta want the positive.
Yep.
So if you think it's a character, and you gotta be like, is it not a human?
Yeah. Or whatever. That's true. I messed up.
Is your character the MC?
No.
Okay. Is she from the Monogatari series?
Oh no, is this who's gonna... Yes.
No, we can't let her win. We can't let her win. She keeps getting away
with it. You're so lucky I don't know her name because I haven't seen it. Whatever, the little thing that turns into Kiss Shot.
That's her name, technically.
That's a portion of her name.
Ask the question, does the show involve a very explicit toothbrushing scene?
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, but not with this character.
Yeah, it's a different character. Oh, vampire also transforms, huh? Yep.
Yeah,
the
fruit.
As soon as I said...
But fruit got it. Like, she got a portion of her adult name, yeah. So that's close enough. Shinobu,
you got it
what?
Without actually having seen the show?
Ed, have you not watched Baka?
Yeah, Monica? I know. I've seen it. I've seen the first two seasons, I think. I still need to watch the later Nisei stuff.
Yeah,
I know. Stapler in the Mouth, all that fun jazz.
That's a great show. Great show.
It is. Very wordy, though.
It is
very
wordy.
Yeah, a little wordy. I just figured I knew you were thinking of Dancing the Blonde.
Yeah, I know. I knew it wasn't gonna be that.
I went for the main, vampire Lolly. Because trust me,
no way anyone.
Otherwise,
has seen
it'd be you from what do you call it? Ari Ferretta.
But yeah,
no one's watched that.
So yeah, like, and I know I had to force you guys to watch Dancing the Vampire Bun, so I knew it wasn't gonna be that.
Yeah, it's okay. I enjoyed my time.
It was aight.
All right, who's next?
All right, Snowman. It's Mike. No, wait. Oh, all yeah. Right. Snowman.
Okay, I got one. There we go.
I haven't seen Penguin Drum, so you better not be...
No, it's not Penguin Drum. You should.
Do I go first?
Yes.
Is your character human?
Yes.
Character teenager? Goes to school?
No.
Oh, that's a neat.
Okay. Are they a male?
Mm-hmm.
Are they Japanese?
That's a good question. I'm gonna assume yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let's go with yes.
Let's go with yes. Do they have dark hair?
Yeah.
Do they wear glasses?
Nope.
Why not?
The world according to fruit.
We don't wear glasses.
Does it take place on Earth?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you said they are Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are male. They're teenagers.
They don't go to school, they're a teenager. Do they have a job?
Yes, technically.
Okay. Do they fight anyone?
They do.
Do they have supernatural powers? Or does he?
I'm gonna go with no.
Okay.
Is it? Oh no! Wait, Fruit Gizmo. Yeah, right. Is this taking place in historical time?
It's not modern times, so I'm gonna say yes.
Well, okay. Is it in the past?
Yes.
Is it based on fantasy?
I don't know what that means.
Do you mean like fiction over?
Well, meaning is it like
is it like
setting,
based on like real history?
Is a setting based on some sort of like historical state, or is it more like a fantasy novel? Like, is it fantasy? Like, is it a genre of fantasy?
No, yeah, I would say the genre is fantasy. For sure, okay. But I'm gonna confirm with Danny Liz, but yes.
This makes it slightly tougher. So I was thinking of something else.
What were you thinking of, Mike, now that?
I was thinking of Vinland Saga.
No, oh, yeah. But you haven't seen that.
I thought
right?
You were like Thorfinn. I was gonna go for Thorfinn. But anyways. So if it's more of a fantasy bent. Are they currently in a pit?
No. No. It is not made in abyss. No.
Okay.
Although it kind of fits so, about the questions, right? Yeah, that's... I think it's Ed's turn again, right?
Yeah, back to Ed.
Are there,
reckon that fantasy knowledge.
Are there any other races like elven, things like that?
There are other races, yes.
Is this a shonen?
Absolutely. Could also,
okay.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm picking not any... on brand shows.
Is there a love interest?
No. I'm going to say no.
It's a shonen. They're fighting. No superpowers.
Oh, no superpowers?
The character I'm thinking of does not have any superpowers.
Oh. Okay.
I guess I wouldn't fit. Shoot.
Yeah, job. Japanese.
I assume the job is loosely a job.
Yeah, yes, dark hair. Like... That was another question.
Is this the main character?
No.
Gotcha.
But is he part of the main characters? Like a group of main characters?
Sure.
Okay. Wow.
So he doesn't fight with superpowers. Nope. And no one else fights with superpowers either?
I would say no.
So there are
yes, no one else.
Mike, it's not your turn. Wait, is it your turn?
Yeah, well, it's no, like I'm just clarifying what was said, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Okay, so no superpowers. Does it involve... But it's still fantasy, and there are other races.
It seems like...
That is so weird.
Well, okay. Sorry, can I just to make sure, he asked if there was any other characters with superpowers. Oh, and you said no. Is that right, Snowman?
In the main cast, I thought is what Gizmo was trying to ask.
Okay, so amongst the main cast, no one has superpowers. Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to cast it. Are there superpowers in this world?
Yes.
Okay. There are superpowers, but none of the main cast fight.
Yeah, and on the power thing, I think, let me try to clarify it. They have I wouldn't call them superpowers, but they do have like skills and stuff like that. I think, yeah. Trying not to give too much away.
Stands?
No, Stans would definitely be superpowers. Stans would definitely.
Oh, okay.
I guess they're alien? I don't know.
Okay.
We need some. Okay, can someone get a lawyer in here? I need.
So they don't fight with Max, right?
They do not fight with Max. No,
they don't fight. Do they fight with weapons?
Like how many questions is he going to get?
Yeah, it's not your turn anymore, Gizmo.
Oh, sorry.
I kind of like but, no, no,
but,
time,
but they asked, I asked the negative.
Like, oh, they don't they okay, that's true. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, they do not. Right.
I'm just trying to exclude stuff.
That's true.
Okay,
damn it.
But do they fight with weapons like swords?
Yes, can't get into like legal battles with Germans. You're always gonna lose.
It does not involve time travel, right?
It does not involve time travel. Yes, that is correct.
Yes. Okay. Do they fight monsters?
I would call them monsters. Yep.
Do they fight other humans as well?
No.
Okay. Now it's Mike's turn.
I feel like Giz was getting close.
I feel like I'm not getting close. I'm so confused.
No, I think the thing with the superpowers is hanging people up.
Yeah.
Mike, I think it's your turn.
Is the character...
No.
Is the character... not a human?
Is the character not a human? No.
So they are human. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm done. Thank you.
Does this involve being transported into another quote-unquote world or time period? Okay.
It is on Earth.
Yeah, but it's a sort of fantastical Earth. Yes.
I think you have to start dropping.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. That is right. Yeah, the superpowered things is kind of weird. I will say there is a trio. The main characters are a trio.
Okay.
Trio.
I think it's a pretty good hint.
This is so tough.
Yeah.
My turn, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Any of us have seen
this. I'm sure. That's a good question. Everyone, yes.
How do you know I wasn't lying?
That's true. If you lied on your list, I'm screwed.
I think I have an idea, maybe.
Okay. Human teen, dark hair.
Oh, I'll drop another hint. He has dark hair, but it's not always seen.
Are they fighting Titans?
No, no, they are not fighting titans.
Yeah, that would have been my guess as well. But then the superpowers would make sense because...
I guess.
Yeah.
Hope that I make a mistake.
So, there are a group of humans, three humans. They fight with weapons. They don't fight with superpowers, but they fight against monsters that have superpowers, potentially. And it's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's in is it in Japan?
Absolutely. It's a fairly recent show as well.
Maybe. Is it a shonen?
Yeah, I think I'd already asked that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it's an action shonen.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Lord. Was it made by MAPPA?
No.
Was it made by Ufotable?
It is.
Is it, Oh!
There we go.
Oh, I know.
There we go. Ed beating himself
up. So what character, what character from Demon Slayer is it? It's not the main character, so it's not Tanjiro. What's the freaking electricity boy's name?
I mean, you can describe the character.
Which one are you picking, Mike?
Pick
one.
You mean?
Oh my gosh. Which one would he pick? It's the electrical boy. Like, obviously, if I know Snowman, it's...
It is not
electrical
him.
Boy is Zenitsu.
It's the board!
It's not Zenitsu, it's Inosuke.
Yeah, there we go.
I got one. All right, guys, I'm out. I'm dropping the podcast. I got my point. I'm good to go.
Good. But the superpower thing...
Yeah, that was the thing, because like, it's technically not superpower. They're like breathing, I guess, and the whole point is that they're humans.
But there's no way that's a natural power.
That's why I said they have, like, skills.
That's absolutely a superpower.
No, I mean, technically not. And he's specifically like he's like the least impressive out of all three of them.
And to be fair,
are you saying if I breathe right, I can shoot light?
But he doesn't.
To be fair, those the water waves and stuff. That's all for show. They're not actually seeing that. The mangaka or whatever in the show says that that's just for visual like effects. But there's no real lightning or anything.
Are you saying when Tanjiro lights his sword on fire to cut this guy's head off, then there's no fire actually?
No, fire, I'm sorry.
Are we all tripping?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that is exactly what's happening. Super high.
Yeah.
The metaphor.
I said no because they specifically say like it's like they're humans and so they have to like rely on these weird techniques.
This is a technical foul.
Technical foul. And I think I messed up because I think...
I don't accept
Have you seen Demon Slayer, Giz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, it wasn't popping up on your list now, but I was pretty sure that everyone had seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. All right. Moving on. It's Ed's turn.
Yep. So, fruit. Ask away.
All right. All right. Is this character from a shonen?
Yes, I think so.
Oh my gosh, you bunch of basic bitches.
Are they a male?
No.
Nope.
Does it take place on Earth?
I don't think so. It's like a made-up world, kind of, but it has a lot of Earth-like similarities.
Interesting.
So, no. Okay. Mike.
Oh, is it my turn?
No, Mike. No.
What was the last question that just got asked? If it takes place on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was the response?
Oh, wait.
TBD, if it takes place on Earth.
If you want, Gizmo, just keep going because it's not very clear. I don't remember
Okay, so it's not a clear no.
I don't know how to explain it. I can explain it afterwards, but... let's just go with yes, it takes place there.
Okay, okay. But don't get...
It's more helpful thinking of it as a yes than a no.
Okay. So, is the character female?
Yeah.
Is she a teenager?
They look like they're a teenager, not necessarily.
Okay, is she human?
Humanoid, yes.
Humanoid.
I don't know how to explain this, okay. But yes, they're human.
that doesn't sound very convincing. Just that humanoid. Is this a fantasy show?
They're fantastical things, but no.
Okay, so if you look at the text on Mel or Analyst, it's not fantasy.
Well, I don't know if I want to use.
There are a couple.
No, not fantasy.
Okay, Mike.
Are you Lum?
No.
Those are my favorite ones where you just try to
just shoot your shot. You never know when you hit.
Snowman.
Is this character the main character?
No.
Okay. Pentine. Is this a sci-fi story?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this character a hacker?
No.
Friendly neighborhood.
A hacker? Okay. Is the character fighting someone?
Kind of, yes.
Is she fighting in a mech?
She wouldn't be the one piloting it.
Okay, does
Does
she co-pilot a mech with someone?
No.
Oh. I was thinking the same thing is.
For a split second.
Mike, it's your turn.
On the technicality. Okay. Is she the one being piloted?
No.
I was trying to think.
I knew what you guys were going for, but no.
I know. Because I'm like, hold on a second. I can understand because they're technically not doing the piloting. It's the boy doing the piloting. Yeah. And it's like, do I say, is she on all fours?
Anyway, that's a very mic question right there.
She wasn't bent over, no.
Well, that's already I'm disappointed in whatever this answer is.
Okay, we try to get a bunch of yes questions. I should. There's not that many mecha shows. Female, humanoid.
Yeah, because 02 would have worked too.
Sci-fi. Yeah, I was thinking of Darling in the Franxx, but then it's not that one.
And this is the second time Snowman disconnected from the call. Alright. We are back with Snowman in the house.
That is only the second time that my internet has dropped. So, good.
It's your turn.
Let me see.
Ask away.
Is this character fighting a war?
Kind of. They're starting one. How about that?
They're starting one. Okay.
Starting a war.
Are they starting because they're rebelling? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Oh, I think I have an idea.
Yeah, I think... I'm trying to figure out the show first. Is there a character...
Yes, there are several characters.
Yes, there are several characters. That's good to know. Is there a character in this show that loves pizza?
Yes.
What?
Ooh, okay. Does this character have green hair?
They certainly do.
It's okay. the girl from Code Geass, the pizza girl.
Oh, no.
There you go.
The pizza girl.
Really easy. It's two letters. They're both the same.
What's her name? I forgot her name.
It's two letters that are the same.
As a guest, I represent Nick, and I don't know any names. Is it C something? C2?
No. Two C's.
CC.
Yep, C2.
There you go.
C2.
Is it 2B, 9S?
Fruit gets half a point for giving it up to
Mike was the other C.
Yeah, we combine our powers together to become C2.
Yeah.
Pizza girl.
See, I didn't know how to explain it if it took place in like modern world or whatever, because it's area that they're called is Japan. Yeah. But they're fighting great was it Britannia?
Want to quite put it on the nose and make it America, so they're like, we'll pretend it's the British.
They like Star Wars.
All right.
I feel like I'm validated now.
So, what's
piece
the score
of nationalistic
right now?
Piece of garbage. Anyway, sorry. Oh,
I think
the score is Fruits 4, Mike 2, Ed 1, and Snowman 3?
2. I think I have 2.
2. Is that right?
Yeah, I got the first one and then this one.
And no one needs to know my score.
Yes.
All right. Fruit.
<That's fine. clears throat> All right. So is this the final round then?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Final round.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. By the way, last round is worth 5 points, just so you know.
Yeah.
So no matter what, Fruit loses.
So convenient. Exactly.
You know what to do, Fruit.
I've got a very this is my biggest hint. It's a very fruit.
A very fruit character. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
probably from Flip Flappers. No, I'm just joking.
Is the character human?
Yes.
Does it take place on Earth?
Yes.
Is the character female?
No.
Always a 50-50.
I know.
Mike.
That's the killer.
Does this character wear glasses?
That was going to be my first question.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Why not?
Never
mind. Vibes.
Fruit, I'm disgusted, and that's it. I pass.
But that's not a real no, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, not anymore. I think you can keep going.
Oh, can I? Okay. So it's safe to say it's a male. Like, is it a male, I guess?
Male.
Okay. It's human. It's an Earth. Is it in modern time?
No.
Is this character in high school?
No.
I should have known. Fruit wouldn't pick up a character in high school. We're looking at an old man with glasses.
Is it in a fantasy setting?
No.
Is the character an adult?
Yes.
Does the character have a child?
Yes.
Okay.
At some point.
That narrows it down.
Okay. Is the character in a relationship?
Not during the story.
Okay, yeah, that's a no. Mike?
Is it already back to me?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Giz. One of the questions you got right. I guess I didn't.
The character has a child at some point.
They're an adult.
And they're an adult. Okay.
They're an adult. Mm-hmm. Is it a historical setting?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Does he have a plate on his forehead?
Yes.
Oh my god. No way.
And also a German pistol.
For sure.
For sure. And it takes place, the anime is called Golden Kamuy. And I can't, what the heck is this snowman? What is his name?
They're all very Japanese sounding names. I can't. It's Rumi.
My brain bold
hosted. Well, you know what's my thought was originally to go after Tanigaki, and I'm like, wait a second, no, that's Snow and
that's Snow and Sen's
favorite.
Oh yeah,
that's a very fitting end for our game.
Yeah. Plugging manga club. Yeah, that'll have happened by the time this airs.
Dude, tomorrow's meeting is gonna be fire, fire.
All right, so
I know I feel bad that I missed every meeting. Don't worry, Mike. Much.
Final scores. I have 0. Fuck this game, never again. in fourth place, it's Ed with 1 point.
Let's go.
In third place, it's Snowman with 2 points.
The best place. Right in the middle.
In second place, it's Mike with 3 points.
Yay.
And in first place, it's Fruit with 4 points. Woo! Very nice. Well done. You get nothing. Because
for your efforts.
There are no prizes.
You're first to come back in for cool. The roast. That's your prize.
Oh, yay.
This is the Planet Podcast. We have no prizes. We are poor. We get food stamps.
I spent all my money on anime figures. I have nothing left.
All right. That's it for today. Thank you all for listening to the Anime Plummet Podcast, Episode 8. Visit links.animesummit.net for all relevant information. Join the Discord if you want to talk to us. And please consider joining the Anime Summit Patreon if you want to support the mothership and maybe participate in episodes like this in the future. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you guys later. Bye.